This week we were supposed to think of something that happened in last week or the week before that we appreciated, and I thought I really appreciate just yesterday when we were getting together to move Floyd's. It's just a blessing. We all get together and pitch in and help and work, and we enjoy it, and then we sit there afterwards and talk and just have a good time. And I thought it's kind of like this song says, "Where thy people meet, there they behold thy mercy seat. Where they seek thee, thou art found, and every place is hallowed ground."
It's a blessing to me that I got a good family, and we just kind of work together and do things together, and it's just encouraging to me.
For a little while, or last week, it was raining real hard, and for days, and it was getting real cold, and I was just not looking forward to it at all, because we're just, going back into winter again. But then here, got warm and the sun came out, and it's been this way for a couple days, and it's just nice weather, and I was really glad about that we have a little more chance, to enjoy summer weather. So
last night after we got home from the work bee, the girls, they were really helpful. They came and helped us boys completely clean up a room and everything, get everything rearranged and stuff, and that was really nice how helpful they were.
I think it's neat how Uncle Floyd just waited and waited and looked for a place, and just was very patient about it, and finally he found one, and then Ryan offered the house right beside it, and it's just a blessing how that worked out. It reminds me of a couple weeks ago David talked about waiting on God's timing and letting things just, and God will just make them work out a lot better.
I'm thankful that I could learn stuff this week.
Well, it's written in Matthew where when Jesus was born, they had to flee from Herod because he wanted to destroy the baby. And that's a blessing that he went all through that life for us. And I got, "Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child and destroy him.'" So they had to go through a lot for that for us.
It was a blessing how everybody got together to move Floyd's yesterday, and just reminded me of all the moves we've made and how the church people helped us every time. And without that kind of help, it would take so much longer to get everything moved over. But with everybody coming and helping, we get the person to be able to sleep there that night, usually.
This week I thought about how it was a nice blessing that we could work in the nice warm weather again. It's not cold and snowy yet. In Genesis 12, verse 2, it says, "I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." It's just a neat thing to think about how it's still warm, not cold yet.
Well, there's stuff going on in our nation, and it has been. I mean, it's no surprise, but it's also no surprise that God still takes care of us. And it's actually a real blessing to think about that. And to think about how, even in the midst of just the ridiculous things that are going on, we can trust in God and be good people and just embrace those virtues and find hope in those things. And that is our only hope. And I was just thinking about that this week. And I don't know, like I said, it's it's no surprise because the world goes the way that it will go, but God will go the way He's going to go too, and He'll lead us where He wants us to go, and like His sheep, and that is the highest blessing. I can't think of anything more amazing than that. So, Lord bless you all. And okay, the verse that goes to that. Sorry, I always think of the verse. Abraham, he sojourned in the strange land, for he had looked for a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And so that's our hope. And so I was just, those are my thoughts. Lord bless you all.